morning, everyone. Welcome to Ireland's Protector, me, John Morley. Coming up on the programme today, we're looking at how to do Christmas sustainably with Dr. Sí Malone of the University of Galway. If you want to get a comment into the programme, you can do on our text and WhatsApp line. That's 086 38 33 553. Phone reception on 09177 0077. Email irishprotect@galwaybayfm.ie. If you want to do the carbon footprint calculator, you can go on to irishprotect.ie. And we'll be announcing the winner of our survey very, very shortly as well. So all that plus lots and more coming up on Ars Protect. Good morning to you and you're welcome into Ars Protect. We're looking at how to do Christmas sustainably here on Ars Protect today. And firstly, I sent my reporter, Caoimhe Killeen, out in the streets of Galway to ask you how you are going to plan on doing Christmas sustainably this year.
What we're kind of trying to do is have more sustainable measures, so maybe not having as much food as we normally would have, cutting down on wrapping paper, that sort of things, and not looking at it, buying and investing into a artificial tree. I think that's a great, instead of going out and buying and destroying trees, that we'd have one that we'd use every year that would ideally do us for quite a long time. I think that's as far as I'm going in sustainability.
Well, one of my friends has decided not to wrap her paper, her presents this year, with Christmas paper, just in order not to be using as much Christmas paper. I think Christmas wrapping paper is actually such a waste when you think about it. We only use it for a few minutes and it's so bad for the environment. So I think that's a good move, just not to wrap presents. What is the need? Put them in a gift bag.
Traditionally, we always would have, bought a real tree rather than, say, a plastic one. Something as well that I think our family tries very hard with is to reduce our consumerism. That's something that I think really plays into the environmental impact. And when we choose presents for people, we choose things that'll last longer rather than just will last a couple of months around the Christmas period. I definitely think there's an increase this year in a lot of decorations and non-reusable decorations and everything like that. That's something that I really try to avoid. I tend to go more on the sides of arts and crafts and actually making it a thing to make decorations rather than just buying them and then throwing them away after Christmas or rebuying them every year.
That's how the people of Galway intend to do Christmas sustainably. Let's hear from an expert though now, because we're joined by Dr. Sheila Malone of the University of Galway. Sheila is a lecturer in marketing at the University of Galway's J.E. Cairns School of Business. Sheila, good morning to you. Welcome into today's programme. Doing Christmas sustainably, what's your best advice?
Well, I suppose in the first instance, Irish consumers spend about 5 billion in and around Christmas time. And ultimately, that relates to about 97,000 tonnes of extra waste in packaging alone. And Christmas, I suppose, is driven by a desire for overconsumption anyhow. We tend to overpurchase. We overestimate what we need. And there is a lot of waste off the back of that that needs to be considered and managed. A study was done by Repack last year, and in it they said that roughly about 72% of customers would prefer around Christmas to be more conscious of their waste generation because it's getting out of hand. But we are becoming more aware, in a Christmas time up to, 20% extra more waste in our households alone. Just even if you think about packaging of the smallest of items, they tend to be very plastic intensive. And that's quite a difficult thing. So if we were to look at a couple of items like our Christmas tree, that's one of the main ones, isn't it? Everyone has a Christmas tree. A lot of the, we'll say, fake Christmas trees are made of plastic. They're shipped. An average 6.5-foot Christmas tree equates to 40 kilograms of greenhouse gases. And that ends up in landfill because it's ultimately a significant degree of plastic. Whereas if you have a real Christmas tree, it doesn't require the same level of kind of carbon emissions to produce it or ship it or anything like that. It tends to be local. You can replant the forests from where they have been taken from. Generally, for every tree that's cut down, three more are planted. So it's a very managed and circular process. And it's, whether it's local in your area or local to Ireland, we can get FSC certified trees, which would help us avoid any extra emissions. And it's more friendly to the environment and good for your home, because these trees will obviously, they consume CO2 in the home. And so give you a cleaner environment in the home, the air in your home. If you look at things like perhaps food waste, we all overbuy Christmas and we all plan for the person who might never turn up. I suppose some of the tricks there are to buy local. Think about your local farmers markets. Think about your local fruit and veg. Perhaps stick to your shopping list. Think about it very tightly. Think about the people you're buying for. We often, you know, we have historical data there year on year. How much do you actually need? And not necessarily to buy with the idea of leftovers, because they often don't get used. And if you are doing that, to make sure that they are kind of frozen pretty quickly and that they have the potential to offer you something the following days. It's quite difficult, but I suppose at the end of the day, we need to remember the shop's only closed for 1 or 2 days. You know, we can repurchase Stephen's Day or the day after. We don't need to buy as if it's never going to happen again. Even if we think about things like our turkey, we can look for Irish reared meat, keep the money in our own local economy, donate our leftovers in your area that could benefit from what's left over in the house. Other areas that tend to be high waste is decorations, packaging. Use the same decorations year on year. Maybe perhaps think about things like instead of plastic tinsel and baubles, etc., wooden or glass or even a better alternative. And you'd have them year on year, so they have a long life, and you have the potential for them to be, you know, kind of more attractive. Or DIY decorations, make them yourself at home. Switch to LED lights. They tend to be much lower in terms of our energy usage. If you use an outdoor lights, maybe go for the solar option. But there's also a lot of stuff that's already in the economy. So if you think about your local charity shops, they might have bag loads of pre-loved decorations. So somebody else's whom they're done with it, they give it into the charity shop. And that's also a very positive and beneficial way of giving back to your local economy. And finally, if we thought about things like presents, I mean, we're all in the gifting mode, aren't we? Thinking about perhaps things that are less product or material, and maybe things like subscriptions, maybe a subscription to Netflix or Apple TV, or perhaps thinking about doing something more positive, giving a contribution to your local cancer charity, or buying tickets for a concert. Instead of buying things, there are other things we could get that are more experience or service based that would have a wider ripple effect into the local economies, and that would be more positive in terms of its return. One of the major issues is packaging and wrapping. 46% in the repack study said they plan to reuse it. So maybe don't wrap things, perhaps put them in gift bags that can be reused year on year. You know, there are small things that we can do that every person can do in each household that's very accessible and attainable, that we can all have a more positive return in terms of outputs that we have in our consumption and packaging and waste. We can help reduce that.
Do you think there's much appetite for an eco and sustainable Christmas from a consumer point of view, or is there any evidence for that?
Well, the Repack study suggested 72% of the people they interviewed were looking to be more conscious in and around Christmas. One of the issues that's kind of, I suppose, affecting this is people's ability to be able to break down what exactly is more sustainable and what's not. The information can be quite difficult to digest, and it isn't always clear to us what is more sustainable and what isn't. So I think that the desire is there, but we often get lost in the passion of Christmas and you know, the buzz of Christmas and all of what's available. Hyper choice in our supermarkets. We have options coming out, you know, on a range that we don't see the rest of the year. And we tend to buy products that we would never ordinarily buy. One of the interesting things in the Repack study was that 93% of shoppers receive a gift they don't use. That's a significant volume. So perhaps think twice about the gifts that you're buying. Think about maybe long life toys if you're buying things for children, like stuff that are made from wood, perhaps, and that can go from generation to generation. Instead of a heavy, intensive plastic, highly kind of shipped items, as they don't break down, we end up sending a huge amount of that to landfill, of which has major issues for us environmentally. So I do think people have the good intentions and they wish to do it. It's whether we actually act upon that. And that can be hindered by things like a lack of information, or just, you know, we all get sort of confused about what is actually correct and what isn't. And even small actions can have a positive return. So it doesn't have to be in everything we do, but we could think about it in certain aspects of what we do, like, for instance, wrapping your presents.
Are there any websites or resources that can help people sort of get to grips with all of this?
There's some excellent information, even just on our own governmental websites around sustainable consumption, which we can access. But we have some brilliant Irish suppliers that are producing, for instance, boxed gift sets. You've got Crea Ireland. They do fantastic stuff. It's all Irish produce, locally sourced. etc. You also have things like the Conscious Christmas Shop in Dublin. Now, I know it's in Dublin, doesn't suit everyone in Ireland, but the idea is that they've thought long and hard about all the products they have in store to ensure that there isn't a high carbon footprint in relation to them. It's locally produced, and that would help people who perhaps find it difficult to break down this information to figure out what's the best thing to do. So there are other websites there. There's one called Reuse, that's R-E-U-Z-I, a fantastic Irish website again. And what they provide is eco-friendly, sustainable alternatives. Everything from beauty products, health, office supplies, across the range.
Well, it's all a big hive of information. Dr. Sheila Malone, the lecturer in marketing at University of Galway's J.E. Cairns School of Business. Thank you for joining us on Ars to Protect.
You're very welcome. Thank you, John.
And that is all from Ars to Protect for this week. Join us next week when we look at funding climate action.
Ars to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Amman with the television licence fee. Check out arstoprotect.ie for more info.